Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
720 WGN. Good evening. It's Ken Smith. And it's pizza time. The Chicago Pizza Summit is coming up. What the heck is a pizza summit? I don't know, but it sounds good to me. Joining me right now is the founder of the Chicago Pizza Summit, Anthony Spina. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hey, doing great.
From Soothsayer Hot Sauce, it's Kyle Samarza. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Wait a minute. One of these mics is yours. How about now?
Is that it?
There we go.
Wonderful.
I'll just bring them all up.
Perfect.
And Kendall Burns runs the U.S. Pizza Museum that you may have heard of. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. So I guess I'll bring the first question to you, Anthony, since you founded this thing. What the heck is a pizza summit?
Well, a pizza summit is a little bit of what you're looking at right now. It's bringing together the Chicago pizza community into one place for one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you come up? Did you come up with this idea?
So it was something that was kind of a collective decision as we realized, you know, as Chicagoans, that it's such a great food city. We have Wing Fest, Bacon Fest, Taco Fest.
I've been to all of them, as you can tell.
We have a Lobster Fest, yet nothing to bring together the pizza
community. The pizza community.
Totally.
And when you say the pizza community, are you saying that just pizza lovers? And do you find that's the favorite food of most people in Chicago?
Well, I think in Chicago, pizza is a universal language.
That's true. What year is this for the Pizza Summit?
So this will be the fourth year.
Fourth year for the Pizza Summit. And was it a hit immediately, or did it kind of have to? You're nodding, Kyle. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been to just about all of them myself as a fan and then a participant, and it's as a fan, it's been a big hit pretty much immediately.
So if you go to the Pizza Summit, what happens at the Pizza Summit? The first thing that happens is, wait a minute, and how excited was I when you came in here with this bad boy, the pizza plate? They give you a plate that's shaped like a slice of pizza. And will you explain?
That's
you,
right.
You go to the Pizza Summit, and what happens?
Well, and you can't see this right now, but again, the pizza-shaped plate is the signature item, and each year it's a different one. So you get the pizza-shaped plate, all-you-can-eat pizza from some of the best pizza establishments. When I say best, these are a curated selection from Chicago, and then, of course, drink tickets.
Ooh. Yeah. So do you know who some of the participants that are going to be serving pizza are there this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So just from a very quick breakdown, we have a nice mix of some classic stalwarts, right? You have the Gino's, Lou Malnati's, Connie's, Home Run Inn.
But the staples.
Staples.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, the Mount Rushmore.
The classics.
Right. Good.
But then you have some new school spots. So, for example, like Boiler Room in Logan Square.
Boiler Room, what is that, $7 for pizza and a shot of Jameson and a PBR?
That's what they're known for.
I had heard.
Heard things.
Yes, I had heard. Go ahead.
But then we do always leave a couple spots open for those who are pushing the boundaries of pizza further. A couple wild cards.
All right.
So this year, the Deep Dish Daiquiri.
Is that the name of a pizza or name of an establishment?
Oh, it's a drink.
Oh, it's a drink. Oh, yeah. So wait a minute. Okay. All right. Stop the presses. There's going to be a deep dish daiquiri there?
Absolutely. Yes.
So I'm assuming that there's some type of like a Bloody Mary type of component to it.
Yep.
What's going to be in a deep dish daiquiri?
So instead of it really just telling you what it is, it's more the experience.
Okay.
So that's the truth. I can't explain it. Deep dish. You got to be there. But the other thing too is we actually our friends over at Deep Eddie, they are going to infuse
flavored vodka there.
They're going to infuse.
I heard
real pepperoni for pepperoni vodka. I kid you not. Their master distiller is going to do it.
Okay. Wait a minute now. Now you're just. Remember the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where they would turn into a Elmer Fudd would turn into a jackass? Is that what I look like to you? Is that what I look like to you, Anthony?
It's a real thing. You get...
Deep Eddie Vodka is going to have pepperoni vodka at this thing.
Pepperoni infused.
Pepperoni infused vodka that they will be making drinks with.
So pizza, as the universal language, right? Where can't it go? We're here to push the boundaries of pizza as far as we can see.
There's so much. I have so many questions to ask you about this thing. And I want to ask you, Kendall, because you've got the U.S. Pizza Museum.
That's right.
Why here in Chicago? What exactly is the U.S. Pizza Museum? What we can see at the U.S. Pizza Museum. But I've got a break for news. I want to talk to you about that. Before we get to that, very quickly, if someone is looking for tickets for the Chicago Pizza Summit, when is it? Where is it, and how do they get tickets?
Wonderful. So this is going to be Sunday, October 6th at Theater on the Lake, and tickets can be purchased at do312.com/Chicago Pizza Summit.
do312.com/Chicago Pizza Summit, and that's going to be on Sunday, October 6th at Theater on the Lake, the Chicago Pizza Summit. So not only is it all-you-can-eat pizza, you may be drinking a deep-dish daiquiri and having cocktails made with Deep Eddie pepperoni-infused vodka. What will they think of next? More with the Chicago Pizza Summit coming up. I'm Ken Smith. This is 720 WGN.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Thank you, Vic. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you, and we're talking the Chicago Pizza Summit. We're here with Anthony Spina. He's the founder of the Chicago Pizza Summit. From Soothsayer Hot Sauce, it's Kyle Samsarza. Am I saying that right?
Samsara.
And Kendall Bruns from the U.S. Pizza Museum. I think I called you Kendall Burns earlier. I said Ken Burns has that documentary on Channel 11 right now, so I guess I got Ken Burns on the brain right now. Yeah.
All's forgiven.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So the U.S. Pizza Museum is located, it's on Roosevelt over by the movie theater, right?
Yeah, it's at the Roosevelt Collection. Yes, we've been there since last August. Originally, we were going to be there for 3 months, and then due to overwhelming demand, we decided to stay for a whole extra year. And so we still got a couple more weeks of that. We're going to be there through October 13th. We're having a big pizza party on October 12th with pizza from Peace.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, so it's winding down. So I know you've heard about the U.S. Pizza Museum, and you've been thinking, oh, I want to check it out. Well, you better hurry up and check it out, because you said the last day is what, October what?
October 13th.
October 13th.
Yes.
And if you go to the U.S. Pizza Museum, what are you going to see there? Old slices of pizza? What are you going to see there?
We do have one old slice of pizza that's preserved in acetate.
It was found. Yeah. It was found by the pyramids. Indiana Jones found it, and it was a slice of pizza. Yes.
We do have one, and we have a pizza MRE that was just recently introduced. And they're never pizza. It's like meal ready to eat that the military would have.
No, sure, yeah.
It's a new innovation. We've got one of those. So there are a couple of actual pizzas in the collection, but much like the Pizza Summit, we are a celebration of all things pizza, but we try to really focus on pizza history, the people behind the pizzas that you eat, the families that innovated different styles of pizza, and pizza art, and we have events there. And we have a collection, so we have all kinds of memorabilia from throughout the decades celebrating pizza.
And I'm sure a lot of it is from Chicago.
Oh yeah. We definitely have a spotlight on Chicago.
Sure.
Because Chicago is a great pizza city. It's got a lot of its own like innovative styles of pizza, whether you want to talk about deep dish, you want to talk about stuffed pizza, or you want to talk about tavern style thin crust pizza. We've got a lot of that here.
So I assume it was between Chicago and New York where you were going to put this place. I'm assuming.
Well, I live in Chicago, I've lived in Chicago for 9 years.
So you put your thumb on the scale a little bit there.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to open my museum where I live. I love New York. I love New York pizza, but I'm in Chicago.
What have you found, Anthony, with this being the fourth year coming up of the Pizza Summit, the people who are coming into the Pizza Summit every year, and you could chime in on this too, Kendall. What have you learned about the tastes, the pizza tastes of Chicagoans? Do you find that they more prefer the deep dish or the stuffed, or do you find that they really kind of like that thin crust, that tavern style pizza that's in the neighborhoods?
Okay, so yeah, I'll jump in on this one first, and this is my personal opinion, is that
this is Anthony. Go ahead.
That question is something that incites dialogue, right? I mean, there is no, you say, okay, is it deep dish? Is it tavern style? Is it north side, south side?
It's like sex. There's no bad pizza, right? Yeah, I mean, can we all agree on that?
Yeah,
okay, we can start there. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's the one thing year over year is just to see the conversation, right? Because that's one of the great things about what makes Chicago such a beautiful pizza city is not only the nuances from a neighborhood standpoint, from a style standpoint, but is that you could be dropped in to any neighborhood, any street, and say, where's your favorite pizza place? And you could do that for years and not go to them all.
Everyone's got their... If you have a favorite pizza place, and I'm not talking about... And like I said, you know, the Mount Rushmore in Chicago, they're fantastic. But if you have a pizza place that you love and you want to tell us about, give us a call, shoot us a text, 312-981-7200.
I mean, I believe in the there are no bests, only favorites. And as, you know, my role is...
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
My role is like director of a pizza museum.
Oh, no, that would be the opposite. No, you can't have best children or favorite children. Never mind. Go ahead. I digress.
I mean, it's almost as controversial to ask that question, who's your favorite child? I talk to visitors at the museum all day long about their favorite pizzas. And I can tell you that... There are some people who passionately believe that deep dish is just for tourists, but there are a lot of people who believe that. There are a lot of people who live in Chicago and come in and tell me that they love deep dish. They've always loved deep dish. That's their pizza. And then there are locals that come in and they love tavern. And there's locals that come in and they're like, no, I like wood-fired pizza. So that is one of the things that makes Chicago so great, is besides those styles of pizza that are really unique to us, you can also get great New Haven style pizza. If you want to get a New York slice, you can find it. Detroit style pizza. All these different kinds of pizza can be enjoyed here at a really high quality level.
I've always found that, you know, I have fond memories when I think about the deep dish pizza and the stuffed pizza. You know, I have fond memories of, you know, being a kid and it was like, well, if you were going downtown to Geno's East, that was a big deal. You were going downtown, you were going to Geno's East.
Special occasion.
It was a special occasion thing.
Pizza party.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I definitely have a love. Because my favorite food is cheese. So you can't go wrong with a pizza.
And it's a diverse category, lots of different kinds of cheese.
Right, lots of different kinds of cheese. So I love cheese. So what is a hot sauce purveyor doing at the Pizza Summit, Kyle?
So I was fortunate enough to get the invite from Anthony on this last year, and we do a lot of flavor forward hot sauces. We try to play around with different ingredients to kind of pair with food more than just pure spice and overpower it. And so we kind of were put to the task of what is the ultimate pizza hot sauce. And so what we went ahead and created with that was a hot sauce that tastes like pizza in a bottle. So,
okay, explain that. A hot sauce that tastes like pizza in a bottle. So if I were to take some of that hot sauce and put it on my finger.
So you would get, we make it with beer, with Old Style Beer, former sponsor of the Pizza Summit.
Okay.
So you have a lot of like the yeast and the kind of bready taste to that as an undertone, and then roasted Roma tomatoes and roasted red peppers. And then on top of that, oregano, basil, different classic Italian spices, and it comes out like a spicy marinara.
Wow. Okay.
And we're eating in the green room on the pizza. Yeah.
I just recently started putting jardiniere on my pizza.
Recently?
And I know.
Oh, I'm late to the party. All the time you've missed.
I am so late to the party on that one, and I can't stop putting jardiniere on my pizza now.
Well, now you're getting real specific Chicago. Like, you're not finding jardiniere on pizza anywhere else.
Oh, they don't even know what it is anywhere else. Yeah, that is definitely a Chicago thing. So here's a question for you. So I guess I'll put you on the spot. As far as from what you have found with people coming to the museum, with people coming to the Pizza Summit, who are their okay? So who do you find are their favorite? Let's start off with the deep dish and the stuffed. Who is their favorite? Is it the people that we know, or could it be somebody from the hood, or maybe a surprise in there?
I mean, I get lots of people who are very excited about their local, like, especially people who live in different suburbs, neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in and be real big on a local option that they grew up with. And I think that's one of the things that makes pizza so personal for people, is there's this nostalgic, you grew up with it thing.
Right.
And especially, you know, it is like a special event food sometimes. You go out. It's relatively inexpensive way to take a family out to eat food and have this communal meal. And so if you grow up going to a place, it's going to resonate with you as being special. But I think it's all over the board. People love the famous places. People love the little mom and pop shops. It's really interesting how varied it is.
Are there any mom and pop shops that come to mind that stand out from the people who keep coming to the summit?
Yeah, and so here's the one thing that question kind of sparked for me was the beautiful nature of pizza as a divining rod to discovery. And there's one specific place.
He's waxing poetically about pizza.
Getting majestic, but
yeah.
Vito and Nick's on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, well, if you're on the south side, they love Vito and Nick's, yeah.
I mean, it's something that if you've never been, right? I mean, it's an experience in itself.
I went in there and I had 100 eyes looking at me. Go, he's not from around here. I can tell he's not from around here. He's a Hyde Parker. I can tell he's not one of us, but the pizza was damn good.
And that's amazing. So pizza bringing people together, right?
Yes.
And that's what is so beautiful about it.
I got to say, one of the things that is incredible about the Pizza Summit is having all of these pizzas in one place is a very rare, special thing to be able to do. To be able to try 10 different pizzas within just as quick as you can eat them,
right,
and have them next to each other on a plate and compare them and contrast them is really special and unusual.
The Chicago Pizza Summit is coming up. Fourth annual Chicago Pizza Summit coming up on October 6th at Theater on the Lake. If you want tickets, you go to do312.com for tickets. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the Pizza Summit and specific pizzas here in the city of Chicago, what people like, what people don't like. And I have a very interesting pizza question to ask you that maybe you've never been asked before. I hope you've never been asked it before. We'll do it in just a second. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Ken Smith with you with the guys from the Chicago Pizza Summit, Anthony, Kyle, and Kendall. The Pizza Summit coming up on October 6th at the Theater on the Lake. If you want to get tickets, you go to do312.com, and it's all-you-can-eat pizza plus drink tickets, correct?
That's correct.
And it's fourth year, and it's continued to grow. I'd been to it a couple of times. There's a butcher shop in Wicker Park.
Chop Shop
in Wicker Park. And then last year was at Talia Hall?
Talia Hall.
And so now Theater on the Lake.
Absolutely. Beautiful venue.
Off of Fullerton? Fullerton and the lakefront. So there are two sessions that day?
Correct.
And when are the sessions? On a Sunday?
2 to 5 and 6 to 9.
And now here is a tip. Take this tip from me, someone who has gone to a few different food festival type things, or where it's all you can eat type of thing. And I kind of learned this going to you know, like beer sampling things. I went to my first beer sampling thing, and they gave me like a little mug that looked like it was from a dollhouse. It was like 2-3 ounces. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And an hour later, I was hammered.
You got to pace yourself.
You've got to pace yourself. Thank you very much. You have got to pace yourself.
Pro tip.
Because, like you were saying, it is rare, and it's more than rare. I mean, when do you ever get a chance, unless you're doing a bang bang, which is where you go from one restaurant to another and eat twice.
That's two.
That's what that's called?
Yes, oh, yeah. That's what that's called, yeah.
That's awesome.
And when are you going to have all these different pizza places at the same place where you can try them and compare them all at the same time? So you have to pace yourself. If there's something you don't like, don't eat it. This is kind of like a buffet rule too. You can take this rule to Vegas with you too.
Generally,
okay. Well, when you're fat, you don't. When you're fat, you eat it and go, I probably shouldn't have eaten that. Mm. Yes, thin people go, oh, I don't like it, I don't eat it, or I'm full. See, that's something that we don't do that often.
Mm. But yes, it's still on the plate.
It's still on the plate. So pace yourself when you go to this, because you can put away a lot of pizza in 3 hours. A lot of pizza, even when you're pacing yourself. So how many different restaurants do you think will be there this year? I know you're still finalizing.
So we are finalizing. An actual hot tip is Friday morning, we'll be announcing the 14. So yeah.
So I don't get the exclusive. That's okay. It's all right. I'm not hurt. That's all right. So you'll be, so the big announcement will be on Friday of the 14 different places that will be there.
Well, actually,
yes,
all 14 are, drum roll please.
Oh, really? Okay.
Dropping it like it's hot. Okay. Connie's Pizza.
Yes.
Gino's East.
Yes.
Boiler Room. Baki. Home Run Inn. Aurelio's Pizza. Italco Foods, a.k.a. Pizza Puffs.
Love it.
Pizza Daiquiri, which we spoke of earlier. Taco in a Bag, Doing Pizza in a Bag.
Ah.
Angelo's Stuffed. The Original, Pizzeria Uno in Douai. Lou Malnati's. Slice of Cheesies. And Demos.
That's 14.
It's 14. But here's another exclusive.
Yes.
So this year, what we're debuting, you know, you talk about this kind of Mount Rushmore of pizza.
Yes. Right?
But there's a lot of spots, you know, these real, you know, these neighborhood gems that may not be able to do the full kind of, you know, commitment of like all that pizza for
right.
3 hours.
Right.
So we figured out a way through math and science, and of course, you know, lots of pizza, figuring out how much one person can eat in an hour.
Right.
So it's actually going to be a rotating localized pizza spot. And so we're going to have Reno, Pauly G's, and Professor Pizza doing the history of grandma pies.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, oh boy, I'm getting full just thinking about it.
We literally had to rent an extra generator, so that's a real thing.
Awesome. So that is the Chicago Pizza Summit, Sunday, October 6th, 2 to 5, Theater on the Lake. Do312.com for tickets. Get them now. I've got 15 seconds. Very quickly. What's your favorite frozen pizza?
That's my favorite question in the entire world. So I like Jack's just as a consistent, but honestly, all frozen pizza.
I'm a big fan of frozen pizza. You know why? Because I can put extra cheese on it when I get home.
Oh, you got to
church
it up.
I can put extra cheese on. You can doctor them up. You can doctor them up, and you don't have to wait for them. I love it.
Gino's Frozen is great. Also, so is Connie's and Home Run Inn.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. Pizza Lovers Unite. The Pizza Summit, Chicago Pizza Summit, is going to be at Theater on the Lake October 6th. Two different servings or two different times. You can go 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. 3 hours of free pizza, or 3 hours of all-you-can-eat pizza, and drinks, too. Sounds great to me. Thank you, guys. This is 720 WGN.
Thank you.